Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into the second hour and 30 minutes. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to break down the fact that U.S. troops are being deployed for possible military action backing up Israel in an attack on Iran. We're going to be breaking all of that down. I've also got a lot of economic news I want to go over. I also want to look at General Motors deal moves electric car development to China, a shakedown. It's like that with every one of these bailouts. You pay to move it to Brazil or China. These are globalists that hate America that run our country, and who want to use our tax money to help them dominate the globe. Have people figured this out yet? We're going to be getting into that and a lot more coming up. And we also have Greg Hunter, a reporter, joining us to look at evidence of election fraud in Iowa ahead into New Hampshire and other primaries. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to some of your calls. Jim in Texas, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you again.
Great to have you.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the Iran situation and two other things real quick, if I can get them in.
Sure.
First off, my opinions don't reflect that of the Department of Defense. I have worked in military intelligence active duty. I'm a combat veteran. I'm currently in the National Guard right now, but my views on Iran are open source, and they can be heard in all the intelligence communities. This is an attack we've been getting ready for quite some time. This is an attack that nobody in the military that I know wants to fight. And it's everything you say is true, Alex. I can't really refute anything.
And what is, from open source, what are you expecting the attack to be? A joint strike? Or after Iran retaliates, then the U.S. gets involved?
Well, of course, we can look at our history as a nation, from the USS Maine to other instances, and we can pretty easily deduct that we're probably going to probably experience some sort of quote-unquote attack in the Strait of Hormuz and then retaliate.
Why would the Iranians, we know Cheney, it came out in New York Magazine, did admittedly want to paint up U.S. patrol boats, have Navy SEALs do a mock attack on a ship that didn't know it was mock attack, and let the SEALs, you know, perhaps even get killed to blame it on Iran. But why would Iran shoot their mouth off and say, don't come back through here with your carriers? This is your last warning. Why would their head of intelligence, here it is out of the Israeli Daily, Israeli National News, but it was also in Iranian news, Iran threatens street war in Tel Aviv and U.S., I mean, that's just doing exactly what the globalists want.
And we've got heroes like Fox Fallon, who saved us back in 2007. And Iran is, their intelligence is spot on. They know what's going on. They know our history. And it's a scary proposition that a lot of soldiers are afraid of. That's why you see so much support for Ron Paul. And real quick, Alex, there's a former Army Ranger captain named Antonio Bueller who lives in the Austin area, and he's a strong advocate for Ron Paul, combat veteran. He was assaulted by the police on New Year's Eve. You can just go on YouTube and find that. The local Austin station has already done a story. It's on video, and we need to support him. And
what happened
really
to Antonio Bueller is his name?
Yeah, he's a West Point graduate, former Army captain.
Tony Mueller, what'd they do to him?
Well, he was standing up for a girl who was being ripped out of her car by Austin cops at a gas station. He was totally sober, and he was taken down for, for protecting a fellow citizen.
Wow. You know, stay there. I want to hear more about what you're hearing about an attack on Iran and then this Tony Mueller report. We're pulling it up. I guess Jaron says he's already seen it, so that is a confirmed report. We'll get to other calls. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are now 8 minutes into the second hour. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us at the bottom of the hour to break down, well, this news. The Israeli newspapers, including Jerusalem Post, are reporting thousands of U.S. troops are being deployed, not going there for an exercise, but deployed. And there are other reports here out of the New York Times, Debka File, and others. Saudi's Gulf states on war alert for early U.S.-Iran clash. Here is the New York Times. Oil prices would skyrocket if Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz. It continues. The deployment of thousands of U.S. troops to Israel. The interrogation of U.S.-Israeli command structures. They're now integrating the U.S.-Israeli command structures. We're going to be breaking all of that down, but going back to Jim in Texas, who was saying he was in Army intelligence, now he's in the National Guard, and he was saying this is all open source, what he was saying, but that, yes, they're getting ready to attack Iran. I want you to elaborate on that, because that's what all my military sources are saying, and now it's pretty much mainstream, you know, fact. They're just making it a foregone conclusion and getting ready for the domestic checkpoints and actually setting some up and passing the Martial Law Enabling Act, NDAA, and power grabbing with recess appointments The government pretty much does whatever it wants because they think once they kick off something that could lead to World War III, everything is going to be just fine. Now, let's go ahead and go back to Jim in Texas. Jim, finish your point on that and tell us the story of what happened in Austin.
Well, Alex, you do a great job of spreading the truth. You know, Operation Ajax, Operation Northwoods, USS Liberty, Operation Gladio, they are all open source case studies that, you know, guys like myself and guys that I served with in the intelligence units, we look at that and it becomes more than obvious to all of us what goes on behind the scenes. Now, a lot of us don't take part in stuff like that. We're there serving God and country. And but these examples are more than out in the open. You mentioned Cheney in 2007. Fox Fallon stood up to him. He basically got axed for that, just like Lemister did under JFK for Northwoods. And, you know, then you got guys like Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer that works in the same branch of military intelligence I do. And he does a great job of, you know, sharing the open source with everybody else. But then, you know, even some of the open source gets redacted when he writes that book. So it's really a battle that you are helping, you know, guys like me and guys like Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer win here in the public eye.
Well, that's right. Colonel Schaefer has come out and he has basically, you know, endorsed Ron Paul's analysis of what's happening with Iran. And there's a reason that Benjamin Netanyahu had to fire the head of Mossad last year when he told him it would be, quote, a catastrophe to attack Iran. He said it again 2 weeks ago in the Jerusalem Post in Haaretz. Most Israelis, the polls are between 50, 60, 70%, but they vary, but it's around half or more, depending on which poll you look at. They don't want this war. And it's not like the former head of the Mossad's a fan of Iran. They know that it's going to unify the entire Arab world. They're going to end up basically launching a giant attack through surrogates against Israel. But see, that's what some of the leadership in Israel and the U.S. and Europe want, because it'll be a diversion. The big crisis will be a diversion from the banker bailouts, the banking takeovers, the carbon taxes, the police state, the fast and furious. And it will allow them to take even more liberties because they know people tend to rally around the flag once a big war starts. I mean, you know, if our ships are getting blown up and there's just an all-out huge war, it won't be like the military just going in and killing a bunch of, you know, starving Iraqis and then a few troops get killed. When the U.S. is really in a serious war with a lot of casualties, people tend to just say, well, I don't like the war, but we got to get behind them. And it's going to be horrible. They have maneuvered us into this position. And again, it's not our government. Foreign interests run our government. Globalists run our government. Globalists run Israel. And they want this new giant war with Iran. And I go back to Iran and the current mullahs being flown in by the CIA in 79. People are like, are you kidding? Yeah, just like Al-Qaeda was given Libya. I mean, 20 years from now, will I be saying, you know, remember Libya was given to Al-Qaeda by NATO? People are like, oh, yeah, right. It's a fact. Folks know that now because it's been in the news. 20 years from now, people may not remember. But in 79, now 30-plus years ago, they brought them in, and they claimed there was double-crossing going on. But they used the same radicals to overthrow Mossadegh in 53. So this could all just be saber-rattling. I mean, at a certain point, I don't think Iran works with the globalists, but I know with Iran-Contra, they got missiles and things, you know, and deals secretly. And our government used drug money, cocaine money in the U.S. to be able to buy those weapons off record. That's all on record. So what do you think? What do your colleagues think about what's going on?
Well, they're scared to death that, you know, we might be called to go to war with Iran. Because Iran, like you mentioned, it's not Iraq. It's not Afghanistan. It's a much different threat. They know what's going on. And, you know, some of the toll that we've taken, I tried to get on the other day when you had Dr. Doug Rocky on. One of my friends who, I can't name his name, he doesn't want his story going out, but he hasn't even made it to 30 yet, and he's riddled with cancer. He's going to die. It started off as thyroid cancer. He's going to die. And a lot of us, you know, we've been exposed to all sorts of depleted uranium. We slept in craters from the first Gulf War that were just completely just laced with radiation. I've had stuff removed from my body. And what we have to understand as soldiers, if there's any soldiers out there listening right now that still support some of these monsters like Gingrich or Santorum, Draft Dodger Newt, we have to understand that we are being led to slaughter. They don't care about us anymore. Guys like Dr. Doug Rocky, they give their life. How many operations has the guy had to you know, 30-some, and members of his team are dead? This is all going to happen to us, and if we don't stand up and become a vocal minority, this country is going to go away.
Well, I'll tell you, this DU issue, Jim, explains it all. When in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, I've researched the entire history of it, interviewed all the experts, not just Doug Rocky, who's the top expert, literally wrote the book for the Pentagon in the mid-90s on it, and the previous reports in the 80s, physicists, you name it. You know, what, a couple PhDs. They would never let them use it. They had it as a byproduct of making atomic and hydrogen bombs. They were going to have to store it. And it wasn't up until the 90s or so that they went ahead, kind of like it took three tries for Rumsfeld to get aspartame approved. In the 60s, 70s, they failed. He got it approved and went 1980. Very toxic, but nothing compared to DU. But the point is that by the early 90s, they just went ahead and started using it as forklift ballast, aircraft ballast, weapon system, you know, tips, armor piercing, all of this. But previous to that, they said you can never use this because it ignites in the barrel and it gives people slow kill dosages to use any of it. Now it's used at proving grounds everywhere. Now it's used all over the place. And it shows all these people that claim all day how they love the troops and don't say the war is wrong or I'll punch you in the nose. You know, don't say that killing somebody you know, for oil or whatever is wrong, or I'll punch you in the nose. You know, our troops are all patriotic. They want war. No, they don't. That's why CNN cut the feed when that guy in uniform was up there talking about that. He's like, well, you're a hero. You've been in for 10 years, two tours, highly decorated. And he said, yeah, and I don't want this war. Boom, they cut the feed. Now we found other incidents where they do the same thing. That's because they want this image that you support the troops by treating them like garbage. And they can find people that kind of buy into all this and will go along with it. But it is a scourge on the military, and we have a responsibility to make sure DU is not used. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Okay, Alex. Two quick history lessons. One might want to delve into pre-World War II Germany and see how the squeeze play was being put on Hitler and the Nazis. And no wonder he came to such a high rise so solidly, because the people had had enough. It's almost a blueprint of what's going on in this country today. Number two, the United Nations was started in 45. They had this figured out. We didn't know it. That in 65 years, see, Roosevelt got us so we could retire at 65, and you had 65 years to 1945, and what do you got? 2010. That's when they started grabbing all these pensions and everything. And I'll tell you
what. Oh, sir, it was our Pentagon that set up the UN, and they would use McCarthy to take people's rights. But when he figured out that our elite and our own government and our own Pentagon was funding the communists, that's when they destroyed him. But now it's all been declassified. It was all true. Yes, the mega robber barons wanted to destroy freedom, and they used America as the command base to do it while funding the communist so that they could be the other side of it to create the illusion of choice.
You bet. And the other historical facts, a little bit before your time, Ronald Reagan came in, and it was a race to the bottom. That's what got me arrested 32 years ago, what was going on. Deregulation, and they were going to ship industry offshore at taxpayers' expense on top of it. And what that ended up being like today, is a hush money situation because they're going to build up all these other countries that's over there so we can go in with our military adventurism and steal their raw goods and everything and at the same time give them plenty of money. That's what we're doing. China is nothing more than hush money so we can do what we're doing and they let us run around without attacking our military and everything.
No, that's exactly what globalism is. It's a giant payoff and the elites all then screw the people.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants
to. Yeah, people get into these love affairs with Ronald Reagan. And I've studied Ronald Reagan in depth. He wasn't a bad person individually. But he was in over his depth. I mean, they would roll him up to the podium with his cue cards, and that was it. George Herbert Walker Bush was running things from behind the scenes. And Reagan, when he was actually running, criticized George Herbert Walker Bush and said he's a trilateralist, he's a New World Order person. We have those clips, by the way, in the film Invisible Empire that I produced, that Jason Burmes directed, that is available at InfoWars.com if you'd like to get that film and also support us. But, you know, I always get lectured by so-called conservatives. They're like, oh, NAFTA and GATT are great. Oh, open borders are great. Oh, this makes us more competitive. Really, to give General Motors $25-plus billion in the first bailout they got, and they used almost all of it to move plants to Brazil, China, and Eastern Europe? I mean, that all happened. How is giving $16 trillion, another $10 trillion on top of that to the Federal Reserve, and then they get caught lying and saying, we didn't give any of it to private individuals or foreign banks? Turns out most of it, 60-plus percent, went to it, including MSNBC, your tax money, from the government to the private Federal Reserve, to have Rachel Maddow sit up there and talk about banning our Second Amendment. I mean, it's treason. It's a bunch of foreign corporations that wrap their tyranny in a flag. And here's an example. USA Today. I mean, this stuff's just in the open now. GM deal moves electric car development to China. A shakedown. I mean, even USA Today sounds like my show. Because that's what it is. And there goes your tax money that you paid for. No one will buy these electric cars. They sold like 10,000 or something last time I checked. They said they were going to sell millions of them. And it's all going overseas. I mean, as if we can't compete with Chinese slave labor and them chaining their kids while they're going into work to power poles because they won't pay them enough to even live in many areas. This is on record. Guys, type in Chinese workers chaining children to lamppost. It'll pull up news articles on it. People won't believe that. It's like selling political dissidents organs. This is the race to the bottom. You don't build up China and build up the rest of the world by having the lowest standards ever known. You suck everything down with it, as Ross Perot explained. Let me explain how it works. Canadian workers are paid on average about $10 an hour more than we were. As soon as they got rid of any type of tariffs or controls, their jobs moved to the United States. Now, we open this up to Mexico. Two things are going to happen. The workers are going to come up here and drive down the wages, but even more, they're going to go to Mexico and drive them down. You're going to have a giant sucking sound, but that's only for a while. Then what's going to happen is you're going to have the jobs go to India and to China. Mexico is going to be destroyed by this. All the people down there, the farmers that are sustainable, have a good way of life. This is going to destroy Mexico. There's 15 million people right now in Mexico City. I predict within a decade it'll be 30 million. Being forced up there to work in factories and then coming to the United States and being given welfare. This will destroy the entire global system, but in the short term, it'll allow major corporations to have larger profits. It is not free or fair trade to allow China to have no environmental standards, no workers' compensation, no Social Security, and to pay tax incentives to move American jobs over there. This country is going to be completely destroyed economically. Now, that's the facts. Al Gore starts laughing at him on Larry King Live. We have clips of that in Fall of the Republic. And he goes, oh, very funny. This will double our jobs, Larry. I mean, that Nelly con artist. And Ross Perot's getting madder and madder because you can say what you want about Ross Perot. He was right on those subjects and cared about this country. When they called him a conspiracy theorist, when he came out and said, I've been told my wife and daughters will be killed. That's fine. This country's in a lot of trouble. I'm dropping out. They're like, oh, that's ridiculous. George Herbert Walker Bush wouldn't threaten him. You know, stop being naive. The people that run our government and our country do not care about us. Now, Roberts is going to be on for one segment. And I'll get to your calls ahead of the next guest in that little segment, the one after that. I'll get to Jason, George, Brian, Carter, Mike, and others. We're going to hit economic news, world military news, police state news with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're carrying the new film, A Noble Lie, exposing Oklahoma City as a staged op and a new... Well, I'll tell you about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A few calls about this, and I know that Jesse Ventura has already left the United States. But I'm going to try to get a hold of him in Mexico and find out about this, because I'm here reading about this even on the Blaze website. That's just one of the many places that's running with it. And even the people commenting there say, this guy's selling a book. This sounds really weird. It comes off strange. The Opie and Anthony show, a show I've been a guest on before, I'd have them as a guest here, but they cuss so much. We're on FCC stations. They're just on XM. This younger Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, says that he was at a bar and that Jesse Ventura was there talking about how the war is a bunch of murderers and wrong. So he punched him in the nose and ran away so the police wouldn't arrest him. And he's acting like it's kind of joking around. Very, very strange. And separately, Jesse, you know, called 2 weeks ago and said, hey, they're running a national news story on Fox and TMZ that the police pulled me over for rubbernecking for tailgating in California. And by the way, this is supposedly the night before, he calls from Minnesota. He goes, you know, I've been in a federal lawsuit. I haven't flown in 15 months. And later TMZ had to retract it. So they said the police pull him over. He's tailgating people. And now it looks like a psyop. Now he's in a bar. By the way, Ventura hasn't drunk alcohol in decades. And it's funny, when I was out in Vegas with him, you know, shooting the TV show a few months ago, we were driving around, Jesse and his wife and I, and he was talking about baloney in the press. And he's like, yeah, they're always putting out these stories that I was in a bar in California or a bar in Nevada and I got knocked out. And he goes, it's weird. He goes, Alex, do you think that's a psyop? And then, of course, he called into the show, and he goes, Alex, I'm very angry. I may have to sue them. I was not in California. I have proof. I'm here. They say I did this. And now they've got this currently, I guess, active, or just got out, sniper. So I guess he's been over there shooting Iraqis. And it's so manly and tough, you know, the disheveled, starving people. And he's all laughing and joking on this show about punching Ventura in the nose, because Ventura's saying the war's wrong, and then running away. I mean, very bizarre. So people are asking me about it. I've got Ventura's wife's cell phone, but I think he's already gone into Mexico. I'm going to call him at the end of the show today, okay, and I'm going to find out about this. But if I put two and two together, I think he told me about this and was going, I was just ought to sue these people. But that was before this was ever out. And he will sue people, so if it's not true. So I'm going to find out what's going on. But there's a clear psyop going on. Ron Paul, that's on CNN, will he apologize for a Twitter sent from his account? And the Twitter's like, yeah, Huntsman's an idiot. And Paul's like, no, somebody unauthorized sent that. And since he apologized, they act like it's a big deal. Oh, my gosh, they sent a Twitter out. Ron Paul, you know, ate a hamburger once, or he got a crooked toenail. I mean, it's just as much ado about nothing. Psyops, and we're going to look into it. But even the people on Glenn Beck's side are not buying it. And that's just one of the places. Dallas newspapers have got it. D Magazine's got it. We'll look into it and give you the breaking intel on that front. Up at DrudgeReport.com, they have our article, DHS officers armed with semi-automatic set up unannounced ID checkpoint. Oh, by the way, again, Ventura doesn't drink. And that was a story about, I don't even drink. I'm at a bar. I'm knocked out. Who are these people? I think it's a psyop. But DHS officers armed with semi-automatic setup, unannounced ID checkpoint in Florida. I mean, with machine guns. So we'll be looking at that after Dr. Roberts leaves us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is a best-selling author, former editor at the Wall Street Journal. He has a new great website they've launched, paulcraigroberts.org. He was the head of policy at Treasury, number two position under Ronald Reagan, and is the father of Reaganomics, and he's recognized as one of the top 10 economists out there. We won't go over all of his laurels and international awards and national awards he's gotten, but he joins us briefly for the rest of the hour to break down all the incredible things that are happening, the Iran buildup, the NDAA, the police state, the Obama power grabs with recess appointments. What's number one on your radar screen right now, Dr. Roberts?
Well, Alex, you know, it's the murder, the public murder of the United States Constitution in full public view by both parties in Congress, both houses, and by the president. And this is an amazing thing. When they publicly repeal the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in a piece of legislation that has no justification whatsoever. You know, you could understand something like that, Alex, if every day a half a dozen shopping malls were blowing up, if people standing in the airports waiting to clear airport security, if bombs were going off in the lines, if terrorists were running in and spraying the crowd with automatic weapons, you know, if the neocons were being assassinated in their homes, if all of this was happening, one could understand these kinds of really desperate measures. But when nothing whatsoever is happening, despite the fact the United States has been bombing and murdering Muslims in six or more countries for the last 10 years, there hasn't been a single domestic act of terrorism in the United States since 9/11, and you and I know what we think about that event. So the whole thing, you see, has no justification, and people just sit there, and they've accepted the public murder of the United States Constitution. What does this mean? You know, the Constitution is the result of about 800 years of struggle. We inherited it from the British, you know, the Bill of Rights. This was something they achieved over a long period of time of struggle. We inherited it. We enshrined it in the Constitution so that there would be limits on the government, and so the government would be accountable to law and could not just arbitrarily do things to people. Well, we've just allowed them to destroy this. And there's no objection. We, of all the candidates, all the visible candidates, you know, the Democrats and Republicans, contending for the presidency, only Ron Paul has made an issue of this. What does this mean about us as a country? So if we're going to let them murder the Constitution, then sure, we're going to let the Department of Homeland Security feel us up when we go through airports, porno scanners, posts, armed guards, social security offices, stop cars and trucks on the nation's highways and search them without warrants. This is a police state. I don't even think Hitler had a police state this thoroughgoing, or one that whose foundation has been so well prepared over the last 10 years. So that's what's on my mind. You know, who's doing anything about it other than the ACLU? Now, I know you talk about it. I talk about it. But we don't have any way of actually doing anything about it. And the people seem to be accepting it.
Well, obviously, throughout history, governments that massively erode liberties in the name of safety, it's always that corrupt government system that is the true ultimate threat, much more so than some foggy, staged fake terror threat. But here's the $64 million question that I want your perspective on, Dr. Roberts. Why are they accelerating Internet censorship and admitting it's censorship, even when the 80 inventors of the Internet come out and say it's that? Chinese-style communist, you know, selective kill switch. Why are they admitting torture, NDAA, wireless wiretapping, all of this? Why are they moving so quickly right now and so openly? What are they planning? What are they doing this ahead of?
Yes, that's a good question. Obviously, they want to shut us up and stop the only access we have to any real information, which is on the Internet. So what are they planning? Well, they may be preparing for economic catastrophe. There's obviously not an economic recovery. It cannot be an economic recovery when you've moved the entire manufacturing sector offshore, along with so many of the middle-class professional skill jobs. So they've run out of the ability to keep the economy going with consumer debt. So there's no recovery. What does that mean for the deficit? It's going to be bigger. The unemployment is going to be worse. There's going to be more protests, more hardship. So, and the financial situation has not been fixed. And so the deteriorating economy will renew all the pressures on the financial system. So they're worried about all that. They obviously are planning more wars. They've got Syria in their sights. They've got Iran in their sights. Even China. They now talk about their war plans for China. So they're preparing big things for us. Economic collapse at home, more wars abroad. And they want to be sure that we simply can't use the Internet and the various kinds of social information networks to get information or to oppose these developments.
That's right, Doctor. You just put your finger directly on it. That's why, and I'm not a fan of the communist Chinese, but the point is, their president came out, as you know, a month ago and said, we're preparing for war with the U.S. It looks like they're going to try to encircle us. The bases are being set up, so prepare for war with the United States. The Russians, who've not had an aggressive posture, are now having to say, okay, they're getting ready for war with us. Get ready.
It's going to be hard for the Russians to do that because they have foolishly allowed these non-governmental organizations that are funded by the American Endowment for Democracy to come in and muck around in the elections and organize street protests. And the Russians now are being seduced with membership in the World Trade Organization. So that we are the I don't mean you and I, but so that Washington or whoever is pulling all the strings, so that they now have access to Russian leaders that they can purchase with money. That's the way the United States controls the world. It buys the leaders of all the other governments. Now, it's unable to do that in China and in Iran, but everywhere else it seems to have access and basically just purchases the leadership of those countries, and so that the leaders of those countries no longer represent their own country, their own people. They represent Washington's interest. I mean, why else is NATO fighting American wars in Central Asia or North Africa? There's nothing to do with NATO.
Well, they want part of that $500 billion in opium coming out of Afghanistan a year. But looking at this, now openly having the aircraft carriers, Strait of Hormuz, Iran threatening, don't bring your carriers back. U.S. troops arriving in Israel for what Israel calls a deployment, not a drill. Just crazy, crazy things happening. And I think you also hit the nail on the head again when you pointed out whoever's pulling the strings. This is not America. This is not our government. This is this global corporate consortium that controls the United States just like it controls others. And so what is the end game? I mean, as an economist with what's happening in Europe, the acceleration of currency devaluations, if you were to step into their shoes, their mindset, what do you think their method of their madness is?
Well, you see, the European banks were ruined by Wall Street, all the junk securities that Wall Street sold them under false pretenses. So that damaged them. And then they now, on top of that, they have this sovereign debt crisis, you know, the Greek debt, the Italian debt. And what Washington is doing, or whoever's pulling the strings, is using the hype of the European sovereign debt crisis to strengthen the dollar, to drive down the euro and drive down gold and silver and strengthen the dollar so that they can pull off this next big war front that they've got planned. So, and the reason they're putting American troops in Israel is that if they give Israel the green light to attack Iran and Iran retaliates, the retaliation will probably hit some of the American troops who have been stationed around Israel, and then that gives Washington a reason to join in the war.
I was about to say, I have the reporter, they're peppering them at all of the main bases the Iranians are sure to hit.
Yeah, right. So Washington can say, oh, they killed our soldiers, and be off to war. So I think that all of that is what's what's in the cards, and people will sit without good information, unless the whole country watches you, a few other places, they'll sit without good information and be sucked into another hoax. And it's getting more and more dangerous because I think the Chinese and the Russians didn't get too disturbed about Iraq and Afghanistan. They may have seen it as a way of letting the Americans get themselves into a mess and bankrupt the government's budget and so on. But it's now getting closer and closer to them. You see, as we've talked before, the overthrow of Gaddafi, the war against Libya, this was directed at the Chinese oil investments in eastern Libya. The setup of Syria is directed at the Russian naval base in Syria. And when they if they hit Iran, as it certainly seems they intend to do with all of their rhetoric, this also threatens the Chinese investments in Iran, and it is too close to Russia's borders. So they're now really risking some kind of a nuclear encounter here with two powers, either one of which can blow away the whole world.
So, and by the way, with the Georgia conflict, as you know, sir, on 888, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, it was on European TV, but not here, top story in Europe, rolled up mobile missiles and said on TV, okay, we're going to have to attack you with medium-range missiles because NATO aircraft were landing to back it up. And, I mean, what other response do you do? This show, and it turned out Cy Hirsch discovered Dick Cheney was probing Russia. I mean, these are just crazy people that get off on this stuff. They already run the whole stinking world. Why do they have to just keep grabbing and grabbing and grabbing?
You know, they've been mad ever since the Joint Chiefs couldn't get John F. Kennedy in the early 60s to do a preemptive nuclear attack on the Soviet Union. The Joint Chiefs and the CIA had worked out that the Russians would not have the wherewithal to respond, but that they were quickly gaining and that we needed to strike right away to negate Soviet power. And Kennedy nixed it. And they've been angry ever since. And they got more and more angry about the Vietnam War, about losing the Vietnam War.
Tell you what, Doctor, one more segment. Let's finish up there and look at the economy and the outlook there. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and he's launched a new website, and it's a really nice one. We'll give you that address right now, and when we come back, excited to see his work proliferating out there, paulcraigroberts.org. Our sites are Infowars.com. Don't forget the network site, GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait, call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Paul Craig Roberts will take some more of your calls, and we have another guest coming up, a reporter, to break down evidence of manipulation and tampering. By the way, we have Karl Rove, a clip coming up where he just talks about the fact they had a gentleman's agreement with all the key caucuses there and decided that Santorum came in second. Wait till I play that clip. I played it on the nightly news last night, but I'll get to that coming up in the next hour. Dr. Roberts, we were going to break there, and you were bringing up the fact that the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Curtis LeMay, of course, L.L. Emminster on record, they wanted Northwoods. And it turns out that one of their chief adjuncts became the boss of Dick Cheney, and they all learned about COG and taught George Herbert Walker Bush about how great martial law could be to bring in a takeover.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I think we kind of covered that. You wanted to get on to the economy.
Yes, just briefly. What do you see there?
Well, there can't be a recovery because the economy has been moved offshore. And we have very high unemployment. We have a huge employment deficit over the last 10 years. So far, the dollar is holding together because the government has been operating against the bullion markets. And it's using all this hype about a European debt crisis to keep the euro down. But you've got to figure what do they do when the economy worsens, unemployment rises, the tax revenues fall more, the deficit gets bigger. They've got to be able to sell these bonds somewhere. And if there's no market for them, then the Federal Reserve buys them. That is, it monetizes them. It creates new money to pay for them. Sooner or later, all that new money will find its way into the economy and drive up prices, or else the constant monetization of debt will cause the rest of the world to give up on the dollar. And that, this, in my view, is the real check on Washington's power, or on the power of those pulling the strings. At some point, there's going to be too many dollar claims for the value of the dollar to support it. And it's going to bite the dust. And when that happens, so does the power of Washington. And I think that is a more likely thing to curtail the developments that we don't like than any sort of internal political reform.
But they still have their nuclear weapons, and Israel has them. And in the final equation, that's what is being counted on here, is just holding everybody hostage.
I'm actually in the process of writing about the economic outlook for this new year. I interrupted it to come onto your program, but this article will soon be posted on my site, paulcraigroberts.org. And if it's not up, it'll probably be up tomorrow, assuming I'm able to finish writing it. And I'm going to go through all the aspects that have essentially destroyed the economic capability of the economy and ruined the prospect for at least 90% of the American population. And when your own government, and your own corporations, and your own pundits, and your own economists do this to you, you really don't have a whole lot of reason to be loyal to them.
Yes, and they're building a giant armed camp against us. They treat us like their enemies. I mean, this is, or not even like their enemies, like we're cattle and they're wolves. Well, I guess we're just their prey.
You can see this very well in the attitudes of local police toward local citizens.
It is really out of control. And, of course, those local police are helping go along with the destruction of their own system. But a lot of police are waking up. Dr. Roberts, congratulations on launching your site. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Alex. I enjoyed being with you.
Enjoyed having you. Have a great new year into 2012. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back in a moment. We've got a big show tonight, by the way. We're going to look at government-developed cancer viruses with a top expert, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.